Namaskar. In the last couple of days, I had done two videos on Sabarimala. The video was well received. I got a huge response from you viewers. Some of them agreed to what I said. Most of them agreed to what I said. Some of them had very genuine questions to ask me. Some of them abused me. Let's keep the abuse aside. Doesn't matter. Today, I want to address few very key questions that were asked to me. I can't address all of them, but I will definitely try and address one or two key questions which will encompass a lot of questions that was asked to me. The first question that was asked to me is by a young lady, I think from Bangalore. I don't want to name her and all that, but a lady from Bangalore who asked me whether I was against women's rights. What she asked me is whether I was against women fighting for their rights. Young lady, no. I'm not against women's fighting for their rights. And when we put this in a Sabarimala perspective, then we have to view it from that perspective. Faith is something that I believe in. Faith is mine. It is my belief. Now, what happens is when somebody outside of my faith comments on my faith, then that is unfair because this is questioning my belief. When I say outside of my faith, I don't mean Muslims or Christians, or I'm not talking about communal here at all. All I am saying is when you are questioning a tradition in Sabarimala, you should first believe the fact that there is Lord Ayyappa. If you don't believe that there is Lord Ayyappa, then the question of questioning the tradition doesn't arise. The question of then wishing to come and visit Sabarimala doesn't arise. Because the basis is that you do not believe in Ayyappa. That's the first thing. Why am I saying this? I want to just mention a tweet that a lady called Barkhadat, a senior journalist Barkhadat, had done. I have nothing against Barkhadat. She is a great journalist. I am only trying to keep my point of view. So please take this as purely a point of view and not as any criticism to anybody. I don't intend to. I won't. Women against entry of other women into Sabarimala tells you nothing except misogyny is sadly gender neutral. What is she saying? She's saying that women are not coming out in support against the ban. In fact, they are supporting the ban. Why? The reason why, Ms. Barkhadat, is because women who have faith in Sabarimala, women who have faith in Ayyappa, would not want to go to Sabarimala. They don't want to because they understand the concept of Sabarimala. They understand the concept of Lord Ayyappa. And that's exactly why they're not supporting you. Now, let me draw your attention to people who have went against Sabarimala. Those five lady lawyers who went and put the petition. Most of those lady lawyers came back and said that, look, I had read an article of Barkhadat. They read an article of Barkhadat where she wrote about how a clergy cleaned the place and they had to do shuddhi of the temple because the lady came in and all. They read the article and they got angry and they went and filed a suit against it. And later on, you know what? They said, listen, I don't want to do this. I'm sorry, I didn't know what Sabarimala is. I was not from Kerala. I didn't know what Sabarimala is. Therefore, I'm withdrawing it. But then the court says, no, it is. We have seized the case, so we can't withdraw it now. The thing is, the person who actually went out and put the case wanted to withdraw because she realized, Baba, it is not right. And what Ms. Dutt has to understand is women in Kerala, women who believe in Sabarimala, women who believe in Ayyappa, will not come out and support this. What makes me sad is look at what happened today. Who is going to meet Lord Ayyappa? Is it some devotee who genuinely was striving to meet Lord Ayyappa and is planning to climb the 18 steps? No, there were three ladies, in fact four. One is a lady called Kavita Thakkal. The second is a lady called Rehana Fatima. The third is a lady called Mary Sweety. These are the three ladies who wants to go to Sabarimala to meet the Lord. Then you have this lady called Suhasini Raj, who says, I don't want to meet. She's with a shoe. She's in a shoe. She's in a jeans. And she's with a colleague who is a foreigner. With her Bisleri bottle, she says, look, I'm going to do my job. I want to go and report. Report what? This is my temple, for crying out loud. Who has the right to tell these people that, oh, press, they have to do their job? Who the hell is press? Who the hell is press to infringe my faith? Nothing can be bigger than faith. That is what I want to protect. No press, no government, no chief minister. The idea of somebody walking in, strolling into a temple with a Bisleri bottle and her with her shoes on, you know, to say that I'm doing my job because I want to click a few photographs and see how people get beaten up or how women are pushed around. And what do you expect? The devotees to welcome her with garland, saying that, come, please click. Oh, have fun. Click and show it to New York and say how stupid Hindus are. Is that what you're expecting? And the whole media talks about freedom of press. What freedom of press are we talking about here? Shame on us. We are hypocrites. Now, answering your question, I have absolutely no problem if you have to debate on the issue of women coming to Sabarimala. But let the women who are faithful to Sabarimala, let the devotees of Ayyappa come and do this debate. Let the devotees of Ayyappa come and have a national debate, and based on traditions, based on the scriptures, let them debate. Hinduism has always been one that practices, preached and survived on the basis of Tarka Shastra. Tarka Shastra means debate, the science of debate. But the person within the faith has to debate it, not an outsider, not somebody who doesn't even know what it is. I will give you a very pertaining example. In Kerala itself, there is a temple called Guruvayur. Guruvayur is a Sri Krishna temple. Guruvayur is equally strict like Sabarimala. In Guruvayur, you have to go bare-chested in front of God with a lungi. You can't wear any other thing. You can't wear a jeans, you can't wear a trouser, you can't wear nothing. You have to be bare-chested and you have to wear a lungi. Only then are you allowed inside Guruvayur. And another very stringent law is you have to be a Hindu to enter into Guruvayur. There was this great man called Yeshudas, fantastic singer, devotee of Guruvayur, of Guruvayurappan or Sri Krishna. Possibly one of the biggest I have seen. Every day he would request the temple for an opportunity to get inside and see his Lord. He was denied. He tried for 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, almost for 2 decades. He tried to get an entry to the temple. He was denied. Finally, they gave that entry to him because he was persistent. He was a devotee. He didn't want to break any law or show any activism. He wanted to go meet the Lord, and he went, he met the Lord. There was not a single protest when he walked into that temple. When he walked into that door, there was not a single protest. Not a single Hindu came out and stopped him or tried stopping him. He went there with all. In fact, it was a festival. Because it was a genuine devotee going to meet the Lord. And it was the Lord who wanted to see one of his closest devotees. And that union was seen that day during his visit to the temple. I reiterate, you want to change faith, you want to get reforms in faith, of course you should, you can, everything has to evolve, but that should be done within the faith, not without it. You can't go out without knowing a thing about the faith, say that, oh yeah, oh, this should be changed and that should be changed. If you are trying that, it is not trying to reform the faith, it is trying to play politics with that faith. That's exactly what communists is doing. Communists is breaking Hinduism into two factions. Communist is creating what they alleged other right-wing guys to do. They are creating a caste war here. They are breaking Hinduism. And women who think that this is all about women's rights, they have been misled, because there's nothing to do with women's rights. For more such episodes, please subscribe to HW News and press the bell icon for instant notification. Also, do give this video a like and share the video to spread the word around.